It's Wednesday, the 18th of September, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Namibia Statistics Agency has released a study on informal cross-border trade conducted in November 2023. The findings show that Namibia exported goods worth 9.1 million Namibia dollars and imported goods worth 1.2 million Namibia dollars during that period. The NSA's Executive for Economic Statistics, Abel Sindano.
This survey was undertaken on four border posts. The three border posts, which are Sarusungu, Omahenene, and Oshikango, Katima Mulilo border post, in which we border with Zambia. Now, the study revealed that when it comes to exports, the mails trader accounted for 62.1% of total export, while the female counterparts accounted for 37.9% of total exports.
The University of Namibia Education Conference is underway in the capital. The conference serves as a platform for educators, researchers, policymakers, and stakeholders to explore the avenues and possibilities of promoting innovative skills-based education in the 21st century. The Deputy Executive Director in the Education Ministry, Edda Bourne, explains.
It is all about sharing research. So it's a platform created where the recent research findings in education from early childhood to lifelong learning with a distinct focus on innovative skills-based education. It really interrogates that existing and observed gap that is obscene and perceived that graduates are not ready for the job market. So that is what it interrogates.
To South Africa, where the National Union of Mine Workers in the Highveld region has slammed what it terms an impulsive decision Seriti Resources took to retrench over 1,000 workers. The union says the company replaced permanent employees with contractors in an attempt to exploit workers and maximize profit. Staying in the region, Zimbabwe will carry out its first elephant cull in decades following a severe drought, with Bloomberg reporting that the country plans to target around 200 elephants from its population of over 100,000. University of Limpopo's Victor Komiswana told Newsroom Africa that the country has a population of elephants that exceeds its carrying capacity.
It's a food security problem. And again, in a country like Zimbabwe, that should be feeding the continent, not the other way around. People should not be having to resort to desperate measures like that. At the same time, I look at the management of the conservation of wildlife and the environment in general. Because if you look at the numbers then, Zimbabwe is said to be home to over 85,000 elephants, the second largest population of elephants in the world, I'm told. And yet the carrying capacity is 45,000, which means it's nearly two times the population. So let's simplify it. That tells you something about Africa, which as the tourism mecca of the world is not doing enough to manage its natural resources, because it should be a part of a long-term strategy to know what we are doing with the natural resources that we have.
And the state of Palestine has officially introduced a draft resolution before the United Nations General Assembly demanding Israel end its unlawful presence in the occupied West Bank territory within a year.
A vote on the draft resolution is now only expected on Wednesday. In his address to the Assembly on Tuesday, Riyad Mansour, the Palestinian ambassador, said that the Palestinian people want to live and thrive in their ancestral land, but this is not possible due to Israel's occupation. Israel has accused member states of being one-sided. Its ambassador says despite the unprecedented terror unleashed on Israel by Hamas last October, the General Assembly is silent. It remains to be seen if this current resolution will garner the same amount of overwhelming support as previous resolutions on Palestine. While not legally binding, such a resolution carries political weight. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.